This is To Help You Heal, and I'm your host, Marie Monville. We are going to spend 10 minutes talking about healing. What kind of healing do you need? Is it in your mindset? Is it emotional healing? Is it spiritual healing? You know, there's a lot of healing that we all need, and this is where you're going to find it. Every week, 10 minutes on Tuesday. I'm so glad you're spending this time with me. Welcome back. This week, we are talking about how to ask ourselves good questions. You know, last week I mentioned this in the podcast when we talked about the purpose of inactivity, because I think a lot of times we feel stressed out. We just don't feel like ourselves. We tell ourselves that we're in a funk, all those things. And we need to figure out why we're there. And that comes from this process of asking ourselves questions. So let's talk through that today, because it's really all about the kind of questions we're asking. And I mean it from the realm of, are we asking a positive outcome question, or are we asking a negative outcome question? And I'm not saying this in the realm of just, hey, is this a positive question or a negative question? I want to specifically think about, is the question leading us to a positive outcome or a negative outcome? Because we can't get a positive outcome with a negative outcome-based question. What does that mean? It means, are we starting out from this place of self-criticism? Are we asking ourselves things like, why do I always do this? Why is this such a struggle for me? You know, it comes from those questions that have a bit of edge or irritation. They generally do have a negative perspective, but I think we like to tell ourselves that we can be hard on ourselves, or we can be negative and think that it's going to help us do something better, you know? And so we have this kind of faulty belief, and I don't even think we're consciously aware of it. I think it's something that just happens. But we think that if we sort of punish ourselves in the way we ask questions, that it's going to, you know, like give us the kick in the pants that we need so that we make a better choice. And I just don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's reality. Because if we want to have a positive outcome, I think we need to ask a question that's going to help us get there. You know, I say this all the time, but our thoughts, our actions, they're leading us down a path. And where do we want to go? Because if we are only asking things that come from this place of self-criticism, of punishment, that's just going to take us someplace negative. It's going to be really hard to listen to that day in and day out and get somewhere positive. I mean, think about it. Would you want to be in an environment where someone else was constantly asking you those kind of questions or making those kind of statements saying, why is this always such a problem for you? Why can't you get this right? Are you just going to be like this forever? Is there any hope of you actually making a change? I wouldn't want to be with somebody like that. I wouldn't want to spend time with them. I wouldn't want to be in a work environment, all those things. I mean, we would be out of there. But yet we do that to ourselves all the time. So let's change that. And I think we can't just say, okay, I'm going to change from asking all these negative questions to positive ones. I think we need to work on why we do that and our value as a person, that we deserve to be in an environment where we are treated well. And we have to do that first for ourselves. So let's take a deep breath and hit the reset button and move forward into this new space of saying, okay, how do I ask myself better questions? Well, for starters, let's think about it as if we weren't actually asking them to ourselves. What if you were asking questions to somebody else? What if you had a friend who was coming to you and they were saying, hey, I'm in a funk. I feel really frustrated with life. Things aren't going well. I'm not sure how to change anything. You would be encouraging and supportive, right? You would say, hey, come on, I know you can do this. Talk to me. Tell me what's going on and we'll figure it out. So for ourselves, let's say, hey, you can figure this out. You always figure it out. You're good at coming up with a strategy, but it helps to put ourselves in that place of objectivity as if we're doing it for somebody else. So let's start there. And then saying to ourselves, okay, what is causing these feelings? Let's just ask questions that really are neutral. You know, it's not a positive spin on something. It's not a negative spin on something. It's just neutral. And I think when we're trying, especially to move out of the space of being so harsh with ourselves, it really helps if we just ask neutral questions. So asking, what's going on? Why do you feel like this? And I want to encourage you to create the space where you can dialogue through this, maybe giving yourself 15, 20, 30 minutes to do this activity and writing it down, because it's easy to think in those moments that we're going to remember everything, but we don't. And if we've written it down, we can look back and probably find some themes, make some connections between some of the stuff that we're going to experience as we ask these questions. So first question, why do I feel this way? And write down the answer. So what of this can I control? Because sometimes the frustration comes because we are in a place where we can't control the thing that's weighing on us. And I think when we find ourselves in that place, then it's a good question to say, hey, am I supposed to be in this situation where I do not have control? Because I know sometimes for myself, I tend to take things on that really weren't my responsibility. And asking myself these questions leads me down this path of being able to figure it out. So starting from the place of saying, why does this frustrate me? What if this is in my control that I can do something about? And then how do I sort through the rest of it? Maybe it's stuff I have to let go. Maybe it's stuff I need to step out of, you know, especially if it's the case that your schedule is just intense and really packed every day. Are there things you can step out of? But being able to look at the things that we can control and say, okay, what is my next step? What's the first thing I need to do? Because I think a lot of times when we feel the frustration, when we're trying to figure out what we have to do, we're telling ourselves we don't have any choices, and we do have choices. And that's powerful. And all we have to do is start making those choices, start taking the next step, and it feels better. Things shift. We change. It gets better. And I think it all comes from being able to say, okay, there is something I can do about this, and here's what I'm going to do. So all you have to do is take that first step and then continue to ask ourselves questions. Would this make me feel better? Is this something that I want? These are all questions that are also really helpful. Maybe you want to jot yourself a list of questions to ask yourself, especially if you're not in a place where you can ask those questions right now. So you want to ask, you know, what is weighing on me? What if this is something that I can control? What do I want to do differently? What would make me feel good in this season right now? What do I need more of? And again, these aren't even positive. They don't feel positive, but they're going to lead us to a positive outcome. So you don't have to be overly positive in the language that you use when you ask yourself a question. I believe that neutral is the way to go, just very fact-based. But those answers are going to give us what we need to be able to say, okay, here's what would make me feel good in this season. Maybe it's having some quiet time by yourself. You know, maybe that's what you need. Maybe you need more time with other people. What do you need right now? What's the question you can ask that helps you find that out? And then do that thing. Just start. I think that's really powerful because a lot of times, like I said, we tell ourselves, I don't have any options. I'm just stuck in this. And that's not true. There's always something that we can do. We might have to get a little bit creative to figure out what that is. But by asking these, you know, what seems like neutral questions, we're going to come to this place where we can figure it out. We can take the next step and we can focus on our ability to control something. I think the uncertainty sometimes is the hardest part when we feel like we, you know, are stuck or we don't have the answers. We're not sure what to do. That uncertainty can really just wreak havoc because it sort of feels like control is taken away from us. I mean, think back to the pandemic. I think one of the things that undoubtedly was so hard on everyone during that season is for a lot of us, you know, it was the first time that in our lifetime, we were not in control. We didn't know when we were going to be able to do some of the things that we enjoyed, going out to dinner, taking a vacation, you know, things that really are just a stress reliever or a point of joy, meeting a friend for coffee, all that stuff. Nobody knew when we were going to be able to do that. And it took that place of control away from us. And I think for a lot of us, that was a struggle. And so, you know, even looking at that, we can pull some good out of that season by saying, ah, I know that when I am in a place where I feel like I'm not in control, it feels really stressful, but I need to figure out what is it that I can control and how do I take that first step? So ask yourself those neutral questions. Find a way to dig into how you're feeling. Don't just push it aside and say, well, this is what it is for this season. create the space. What feels like an environment where you can relax a little bit, where you can ask yourself those questions? Maybe you need to go somewhere, go to a park, you know, go to an art museum. What's the space where you feel like you come alive, that feels relaxing and refreshing to you? Spend some time in that space where you're outside of the realm of normal activity and you can be a little bit more creative in the way that you approach what's going on in your world. You can find your way through this. And it all comes from this place of asking questions, being able to say to yourself, why do I feel like this? And care about it. It's just showing yourself that you matter, that you care. You know, I know sometimes the whole self-care thing feels like this, you know, buzzword, or it's the hot topic or whatever. It's just this trending thing, but it really is important. And it's not so much about external activities, but I think it's more about the way we actually take care of our thoughts and our feelings, our emotions, and giving ourselves the space to process that. So I hope that asking questions is a place that helps you to get ready to take that next step. And what does that even look like? What does it look like to take the next step? How do you know what's the right step to take? Maybe you have a couple things that you're thinking about that all seem equally important. Come back next week. We're going to talk about next steps. How do we process through next steps and feel confident and empowered? How do we walk out that journey of taking those next steps and not give up on ourselves, not get like 2 weeks in and say, okay, I quit? How do we walk this out over the long term? Come back and spend 10 minutes with me next Tuesday, and we'll talk through just that.